This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. We've all heard that before. Maybe it was a grandparent, a parent. Maybe we're passing that on to our own kids and grandkids. And what does this mean for our finances? How do we keep from counting our chickens before they hatch in our nest egg? See what we did there? Pretty cute. Well, you're going to find out today, Scott McLean and Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. So, Scott, what do you think of when you hear don't count your chickens before they hatch as it applies to retirement income?
So not as it applies to my farm.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously you heard noise from our farm, but the neatest thing is, you know, we all depend on income coming in when you're in retirement or nearing retirement. I had a phone call today from a couple that just moved to Green Cove Springs, Florida, and this couple is trying to plan the retirement. So counting your chickens before they hatch is, we definitely want to have a nice income, but what if something happens? What if you get sick and disabled and what if you retire? What if you get fired? When we talk about Social Security, of course, are you thinking about, well, what if my spouse takes it first and I take mine later? Great option. But on the other side of the coin, when you're thinking about taking your Social Security, what if your spouse dies and you lose that option? So when you're planning for Social Security, the biggest challenge I find is they don't look at holistically looking, I call it the three-legged stool, your Social Security, your current investments, and your retirement investments, or maybe your pension. And you must really delve into questions like that when you're planning your retirement, because you're trying to count your chickens before they hatch. But what if something happens? So you need to ask a lot of different variables. I think this is very, very important, Alex.
Absolutely. And Scott, when we're talking specifically about Social Security and not counting your chickens before they hatch, the easy thing to think about is the cost of living adjustment. And this is made each year. And I hear you laughing. And
it's going up.
Yeah. Well, we got an estimate from the Senior Citizens League. And no, that's not, the softball league or anything. But there could be a 9.6% increase in Social Security payments next year. But we don't want to just assume that and make plans based on that, right, Scott?
No, I would run the numbers just for giggles. I would really think about 7 to 9%. Now they're saying about 8.7 or perhaps 9. So again, counting the chickens before the hatch, just be glad they have Social Security. Be glad that if you're taking it now, you're getting Social Security. But use that in your numbers if you want. Just use a quick thing. Maybe an extra average is about an extra $150 plus or minus to $10. It's about $150 is the average.
Well, and you know, there's still a lot of data to be collected, and before that official COLA is announced, so that could all go down. And as far as counting on Social Security for income, I mean, how much should we be counting on that as we move forward?
Well, you need to really, if you're listening right now, grab yourself a pen, paper, or pencil. If you simply go to Social Security, you need to know your numbers. I could throw all sorts of numbers out there, but that'd be like a doctor giving you a prescription for a ailment you don't have. But I think the first part is to really go to socialsecurity.gov, and it's called My Account. You can actually log in if you haven't done it before and watch your numbers, watch your income. They could be wrong. My Social Security. Go Google that. Upload. Download the information. You can get your report right away. And I think this is very important. For those of you that are divorced, and maybe you're trying to, maybe you should take your husband's or your wife's, or I should say your significant other, prior significant other, take their Social Security. So should you or shouldn't you take their Social Security and let yours be delayed? This is very important. This report, go to mysocialsecurity.gov. I think it's called socialsecurity.gov and then my account. Download that report. If you can't get your report, you need to call Social Security. You need that report before you start counting your chickens, as we spoke about, because you could be way off. Your report could be wrong. Very important.
If you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. You can reach Scott and his team, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Another area here where this lesson comes into play on how your retirement income is going to be taxed. Don't want to necessarily look at account balances and assume that's the amount we get to spend in retirement. Tell us, Scott, taxes, the impact that's going to have on retirement.
Alex, this is so important if you're listening right now, why your advisor should be looking at your tax returns or asking you questions on an annual basis. Why? Because 1 year, your Social Security may not be taxed at all because of the marginal tax bracket. And the Social Security could be totally tax-free. And then all of a sudden, you hit a wonderful age, let's say 72. You've received tax-free Social Security, and now because you're taking your required minimum distributions from your investments, it's now taxed up to, drum roll please, that's right, 85%. 85% it can be taxed up to. This is why the tax returns is critical to look at when you're planning heading into retirement or while you're in retirement. And this is not an Einstein deal. It's very simple, especially if your advisor has been doing it for years. I'm sure your tax preparer has been doing taxes for years, but their job is not to guide you. Their job is to do the taxes. This is where your financial advisor, preferably a fiduciary that's looking for your best interest. If you're not, you're looking at the wrong, you're looking at the wrong neighborhood. And for those do-it-yourselfers, you need to pay attention to Social Security and how it's taxed. Now, to put the whole picture together, like you said, Alex, you've got your 401k, 403b, perhaps you have a 457. Maybe you have a defined contribution plan. How is that taxed? That's called ordinary income. So when you're pulling money out of those vehicles, perhaps you have other vehicles, let's say a non-qualified account, a joint account, maybe money you've been saving on the side. When you design your retirement for efficiency, tax efficiency, as well as less taxation. Perhaps your spouse's lights are going dim. Which account should you use? Perhaps your spouse is now disabled and you're pulling money to pay for a in-home nursing. You see, Alex, how many choices there are. So I'm talking on the radio to you, you listeners right now. I'm speaking to you because you have choices to make, and everybody is not cookie cutter. I hate financial planning shows where they give you what to do, but everybody's not the same. You know, if you want some ideas or some thoughts or some concerns, please don't put this off, because when you make a choice for Social Security, when you turn on your pension plan and make choices for pension, when you start pulling money out of your accounts, which account do you pull it out from? This is why it's important. Write this down. This is, please, please do yourself a favor. Write this down. Ready? 609-488-4646. Write this down. 609-488-4646, because I'll be able to help guide you. You give me a call off the air at our radio station here, 609-488-4646, because you might have questions, and I guarantee you I will have answers. Why do I say guarantee? Because if I don't, I'll find them out for you. How's that? Or I'll lead you to someone who can, because this is something, you're making a decision to retire. You look at all your investment accounts and how, where, how much do you pull out of your accounts so you can minimize taxes.
Well, and Scott, the whole topic today, talking about not counting chickens before they hatch, is all about not making assumptions, not assuming you're going to be okay, or that you're going to be, you know, not okay. And
you're right.
And this is where, Scott, bringing you in, bringing in a professional, whether it's a first or a second or a third opinion, but just that, right, you don't want to make these assumptions. And you alluded to it, but there's just so many details and so many codes and so many rules, and tax rates change all the time, and how do you stay ahead of these things? And so you're not just being reactive. And these are all things that you can either think about, or you can invest some time with someone to think about that for you.
Well, right? Alex, you said the word reactive, and I think that's a very powerful question, because most of us are reactive. It's like, I want to go get something in the store. You go to McDonald's, you buy food that's maybe not that healthy for you. You're reactively going to fill your hanger tank. Or I think my daughter calls me sometimes when I don't eat. You want to make a quick answer, but that quick answer could cause more ailments, more challenges, more problems. So you want to be proactive, not reactive. And this is a big point, counting your chickens before they hatch. Well, things do change. So you could plan now, but maybe later on in life, another 2 or 3 months, all of a sudden, I'll give you a case in point that your child has taken sick. And I'm not being doom and gloomer here early in the morning, but your child has taken sick, and perhaps maybe now you have to take care of the grandkids. Maybe now your retirement has changed. Maybe now you are putting the grandkids, and now you're raising the grandkids. I know I have several clients like this. They're about to retire, and all of a sudden now they become, like, I should say, parents, but now they're grandparents. But now the tax return changed because now they have some different exemptions. This is not a set it and forget it deal. This is not a deal where your advisor meets with you one time and over the phone or on Zoom or in person, and you're done. This is a plan that's fluid. Alex, we spoke in one of our shows about a financial plan. Anytime you put a financial plan is, to me, ridiculous if it's for your life, because it's not stagnant. It's for that point in time, and then that's set. But things change. So a financial plan, you pay a financial planner to put a plan together, and today the plan looks wonderful, but 6 months down the line, the plan has changed. You pay all that money, but life has changed. This is why I think it's crazy to put a financial plan and put a period at the end of that word financial plan, because it is a moving target. Life is a moving target, as we all know.
Scott, if someone's sitting there, they have questions about Social Security, or they have questions about taxes in retirement, or how to generate retirement income, or if they just simply think, you know what, I've had one person looking at my stuff, maybe I need a second person, a second set of eyes, what should folks out there do?
That makes sense to get a second set of eyes, whether it's with our firm here at McLean Advisory in Waretown, New Jersey, which we've been doing, a proud supporter of WBNJ for so many years because we're able to educate people. But get someone who can take a look at your stuff holistically, which is why I said in the beginning of the show, go to your Social Security, ssa.gov, download your Social Security report. Then, of course, when you meet with a second opinion or third opinion, or obviously you'll give us a call at our studio, 609-488-4646, to help guide you through these many, many decisions you're making that you think it's a simple decision, but simplicity, I call it the disease of ease. It seems simple, but it could not be simple. So this is important to give us a call if we can help you off the air at our station here for any kind of questions you might have. We'd love to help you as we've been doing now for 41 years, I guess now, Alex.
Scott welcomes you to try that number. Also, if you would rather go to the website, it is simply the phone number with .com at the end. So 609-488-4646.com.
How simple is that?
Pretty darn easy. And yeah. You are listening to Financial Insanity, Out of the Box Thinking for Your Financial Sanity. More with Scott coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Put your positive hat on. Let's have a call to come to Jesus meet. Let's have a real live discussion. Let's get somewhere and put a game plan together.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman along with Scott McLean. And
that's
today,
right.
That's right, baby. Ready for us. Today, we're talking about 7 easy to avoid retirement risks. We're going to go through them. Easy to avoid. I mean, that's
easy, Alex.
That's
Alex,
what it's. I know nothing's easy. Easy, Scott. I know it's all relative, my friend. So maybe easy isn't the right word, but maybe it's possible to avoid these retirement risks.
It.
We at least would
it.
Can maybe do that. You know, people look forward to retirement. Of course, all the relaxing and enjoying activities that we've not had the time to do. Maybe reading more, traveling, exercising. But as we transition into retirement, there's a lot of things that, well, we just didn't realize that we're going to be there when we crossed over that threshold as far as
like
our way of
long?
Living. Yeah. I mean, there are risks to that. I mean, that is one of the biggest fears, obviously, is running out of money. So let's go through these 7 easy to avoid risks. And if something resonates with you, if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott is here to answer them. So, risk number 1, living too long. Explain that one, Scott.
You know, we all want to live long. You think about Methuselah. You think about in the Old Testament. There's only one guy actually kind of walked out of this picture in the Old Testament, and he didn't die. He just lived, went on. I think about so many people. We all want to live a long life as long as it's healthy. And then, of course, challenges. When I was looking in the year 2000, I think 50,000 people, I think you gave me some stats also, that 50,000 people who lived to age 100 or older by 2050 is projected. So I'm kind of thinking about this. And that number is expected, by the way, to reach 1 million. So we're going to live a lot longer. I was reading a book called Life Force, Tony Robbins, the wonderful book for those of you who really like to read and learn about the new stuff that's coming out, the scientific, the medical journey, what's happening in the supplements. Life Force is a great book. You might want to get your hands on as I was reading it. And we're going to live a lot longer. And the new stuff that's coming out is just amazing. These young kids and doctors that are really just coming around. But we're living too long. And I think that's, as I mentioned before, we're talking about the 7 easy to avoid risks. Well, it's not easy to keep healthy. You got to work out. You got to eat right. We all love sweets, which are very bad for you, but I love sweets. But the challenge is could you live too long? Maybe you think you're going to pass away. I've got a very close friend. We'll call him Raphael. And Raphael is a beautiful friend of mine for many, many years. And when we were doing his planning, he kept saying during the planning stage, well, Scott, my mom and dad died at 65 and 67. I'm 63. I probably will make it to 70. I've got a heart condition. I said, Ralph, my friend, what if you make it longer? Today, Ralph is 73. And he ran out of money. He doesn't have it left. He was burning so much cash in his portfolio. And I said, Ralph, please, you have to spend this. Scotty, I'm not going to make it. Well, he made it. And he is still healthy. He didn't have his parents' ailments. So number one risk, if I were to say the 7 easy to avoid retirement risk, this isn't easy to avoid, but you work out hard, obviously. He's doing well. Don't run out of money.
Yep.
Are you planning to live a good long life? I hope you are. And I think that's the hope and dream of that. So number one risk, living too long.
Risk number 2, as we're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. The second one, explain this one, Scott, spending principle.
Boy, what a great risk number 2 as you think about living too long. Imagine living too long and you're spending the principle as my boy Ralph did. And you can spend principal without knowing it. In other words, the stock market goes up and your portfolio went up 20%. you say, well, heck, I'll just take out that 20%. And the next year, the market drops 15%, but you pull out the same amount of money, not understanding that reverse dollar cost averaging, as I mentioned in one of my segments in our shows, that you could actually burn down principal much faster. And the reverse dollar cost averaging, if those of you listening right now, if you're not clear on how reverse dollar cost averaging or dollar cost averaging works, please do yourself a favor. Please, if you have a pen and paper, write this down. Get ready. This is very important. If you're not sure how reverse dollar cost averaging is in light of dollar cost averaging, write this down, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air because number two is very easy to avoid, meaning you're not paying attention. And when you're not paying attention to something, here you are living a long life. You got 30 years left, almost like a 30-year mortgage. And in reverse, you start paying the mortgage payments and you're not paying back the principal at all. Pretty soon, you start paying the principal and you're down to zero. My question to you guys out there, are you watching how the money is lasting? Should you reallocate? We spoke in our previous show, we talked about allocating your money in this volatile stock market. Perhaps you need to allocate your money to get some kind of vehicle that'll give you income for life for yourself, or yourself and your spouse, your significant other, so both of you have a income that will last a good long time. Because what happens is, if you're married out there, have a significant other, well, one of you, if you're married, are going to lose the Social Security. So your husband dies, wife dies, your spouse dies. The highest of Social Security transfers to the other, but you lost a significant amount of money. So I think that's really important. You think about taking a pool of savings worth, let's say, $1 million, you're generating 5% per year. That's $50,000, Alex. Now, Alex, you're getting $50,000, even if you just take a little bit more of that $50,000, just a small amount of your principal of your $1 million savings, it will be depleted. It will evaporate. So when people say, well, I've got a lot of money, well, okay, how are you spending it? Are you being frugal? Or in my family, when you're Jewish and Scottish, you're really cheapish. You really got to watch, am I spending too much principal? It's easy to do, Alex, very easy. So I guess number one was living too long, but then you're spending too much money. That's principle number two. Be very, very careful, Alex. People need to be aware of that.
Man, the whole Scottish and cheap thing really resonated with me. You've never met my father, but yeah. If he heard me right now, he'd be nodding his head. Yes, in agreement. 609.
No, my dad was the same way. My dad was very frugal.
Hey.
And
you know,
he watched every dime. He didn't turn the lights out in the bedroom. You get yelled at. And if you don't do it the second time, you might get a little spanking. And I grew up in that. I didn't understand it. I was pissed, really ticked off that he would get mad at me. But,
sure,
you know, I do the same thing with my kids. And now I'm a grandparent. If I see my little grandson leaving, turn the light off.
Well, those lessons that the, you know, the great folks who lived through the Depression and the lessons that they tried to trickle down to people. And sometimes that ended up being your parents who then were telling you to turn the light off because of the bill.
If you'd like to get a copy of my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mousetrap, please give our studios a call. We'll make it available to anybody. We'd love to help you as long as we have any left, because I think this book will guide you through all of the jungles and the quagmires, the ruts in the road as you are in your investments with your investment advisor. You ask wise questions. So again, like to throw it out there, if you would like to give us a call at our office. Now, Alex, you were saying that the simple mistakes that people are making, number one, living too long, number two, spending down principal. And then I think you wanted me to talk about something that was really hitting all of us right now. What was that? Number three, Alex.
Inflation and maybe underestimating it could be a risk for sure.
I bought my house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, and I paid $42,500. And That was when my mortgage payment was right around, interest rate was around 13.5, and I was happy as a pickle in a barrel. And then I saw mortgage rates jumping up to 16 and 17%. You know what? I felt pretty excited. Then I saw the mortgage rates come so I could refinance and reduce my rates. But this is inflation in the worst and the best. So how do you take care of it? And so we're all feeling it. You know, you're feeling it out there. When you go to the pump and you grab that nozzle, or if you're getting it pumped by yourself or having someone do it, and you look at the bill. And of course, I filled up my diesel the other day for $5.98 it was. And I just got 17 gallons and I'm like, holy bananas. Not that we couldn't afford it. I don't want to overpay. Again, I said I'm very, very frugal. And so I always shop for the best price. Inflation has a way of getting away. Like the price I bought for my house in Ocean Gate, I bought it for $42,500 and sold it for $125,000 just 3 years later. I got lucky. You think about a baby coming out of the oven, beautiful little kid, beautiful child. God's blessed the child. No matter what condition it is, you're blessed with this beautiful infant. Later on in life, it grows. That's inflation on a child, from a little beautiful kid coming out to now it's a older child. And so the question is, things change. How do you get around it? Well, we want the kid to grow, but we don't want to keep paying more for our products. And so I hear so many stories. It's the supply chain, Alex. The supply chain is so bad. That's why we have inflation. I heard that on the radio or TV from one of the government pundits. And there's so many quote unquote excuses, but it's still coming out of your pocket. When you live a lot longer, you're going to be going to McDonald's and you're going to get a Happy Meal. And pretty soon you're going to have to split that Happy Meal with your spouse because it's so expensive. And that's inflation. Inflation could really evaporate your money. When evaporate your money, A, you live too long. B, now you got to spend more money, or you're spending down principal. And three, inflation is I call it a hidden, the grim reaper. It just shows up, and that could be disastrous.
Scott, we have time for one more. We're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. Before we take a break, let's go to risk number 4. Staying invested in the stock market too long. We know staying in the stock market for a long time is a good idea generally, but yeah. What are we talking about if we're saying staying in too long?
The stock market has market cycles, and I've go this over every one of my workshops, Alex. This is unique that as we speak about the challenges, risks we have, what people don't understand is the stock market history. The history of the stock market has cycles. And if you've been to one of my classes, you've heard me from 1899 to 1921, the price to earnings ratio was around 30 and the market dropped. Then the market took off from 1921 to 1929. This cycle of the boom market took off, the bull market. And it was just from 1921 to 1929. This was a nice short period the market took off. Then it evaporated again and it dropped. And it dropped again from 1929 to 1954. If you're not writing this down, if you're driving right now, this is important. Not understanding the stock market cycles, which is a full stock market cycle, about 35, 36 years. So from 1929 to 1954, imagine pulling money out and the market's dropping for that 25 years. Then from you go that period of time, now we're going into a bull cycle in the market. When the market 1954, the market took a poop. Now it's going to come bow. 1966, the market took off. But then it turned back again. It dropped again. So from 1966 to 1982, the market didn't come back. It went nowhere from point to point. Imagine the stock market is at 1,000, and here it is, 25 years later, it's still at 1,000. How you invest your money, staying invested in the long period, if for those of you in retirement periods or heading into retirement, this is critical. You pay attention to allocating or putting your money in the right buckets, the right buckets of money that will absolutely not evaporate, having income that we all deserve, we all want for the rest of your life. So this cannibalization of your money. And here it is from 19, those of you listening right now, from 1982 to 2000 was the fastest bull cycle in the United States history. 1982 to 2000. I studied this because I was ready to get out of the business, Alex. I don't know if you know this. I was ready to leave the business in 2000 to 2003 when the market dropped 50%. And I was told by the big firm I was with, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. Why? Because they're worried about the company profits, not about my clients. Then here it is in 2000, the bottom of 2008. Well, what happened? Well, the market dropped from 2000 to 2003, came back by 2007 and broke even, then dropped again, which is people wasn't aware of, 60%, 6-0. By 2009, everybody says 2008. Well, the bottom was 2009 and then came back. Imagine from 2000 to 2013, you made no money. 13 years of a done. For those of you that are invested, not understanding market cycles, this is where you want to say, Scott, how does the market cycle affect me? How does it affect my inflation? Am I spending too much principal, number two? And number one, am I outliving my area? So the four areas that Alex brought up with us today, if you're in that boat, please do yourself a favor. Do your spouse, your family, your kids a favor. Pay attention, because the next three areas we talk about, the unexpected events that are coming down the line, please don't turn me off now. You want to pay attention, because this is critical, because the biggest mistakes in retirement could be made because you're not paying attention, or the advisor's trying to sell you, not educate you. This is important. So please stay on your game. Pay attention to market cycles, as Alex mentioned.
And if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Going through 7 easy to avoid risks in retirement. We've done 4, we got 3 left. That is coming up. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. Thank you so much,
Alex,
for joining us. Yes, and if you have any questions, give us a holler, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Today, going through 7 easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. And we started this off by risk number 1, living too long. Risk 2, spending principal. 3 was underestimating inflation. And we wrapped up the last segment talking about staying invested in the stock market too long due to the different cycles that we know happen with the market.
Yeah.
So now, moving on, 3 left here. And our first one, another underestimation we can make. And in this one is in regard to healthcare costs. And I know that one's tough, Scott, because people always think that they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof until something happens. And so talk a little bit here about that risk, underestimated healthcare costs.
I went to the Florida and went water skiing, and I haven't skied in almost 35 years. I jump in the water, and I couldn't get up. I used to ski at Cypress Gardens. I skied all over the place, water skied. I jumped. I hang glide. I did a lot of fancy water skiing, and I was mad at myself. I couldn't get up. I thought I was 18. In my brain, I was 18 years old. Right. My body was a lot older. Even though I do work out and I was in, thought I was in shape, boy, healthcare could be expensive. My buddy was saying he did the same thing, and he tried to jump start one ski, slalom ski, and he pulled his groin, and he was in the hospital. Healthcare costs, they come up suddenly. One day you feel great. The next day you can't even walk down the stairs. One day you feel like $1 million. The next day you feel like a dollar bill or less. And I think the cost of the healthcare is extra. It's just amazing how it's gone up. Now, the government's trying to fix that. And obviously, it's not. It's going to keep continue going up. Hopefully, there'll be no medications, new stuff for us. But this means for those of you that are retiring, you got to pick what medication plan, what Medicare plan you're going to pick up, what option is. We want to guide people with this area. And those people in the 60s, currently the cost of family, the health care is right around $200,000. You figure the cost of someone being taken care of. Is home health care about $200,000? Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say you're going to stay home and have your kids take care of you. That's not going to happen most of the time. Maybe you want to pull money out and you're going to get a full-time health care worker that I have with one of our clients, and his wife has MS. He is taking care of his lovely wife, but he's got a full-time person. He's spending around $80,000 a year, and he's at his own house. So good quality health care, and you start throwing into an inflation, that $200,000 could easily be $800,000, or perhaps that $100,000 could be $400,000. It doesn't matter. It costs a lot of money. Pay attention to those areas. Please get in shape, work out. You know what's right to do. We all have 24 hours a day, I guess, and I'm talking to myself, by the way, Alex. You know, working that extra 1 hour a day, just working out, could be vital, and eating the right food. But healthcare costs are going out of control.
That is for sure. All right, risk number 6. Got 2 left, going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risks. This one here, Scott, changes in policies or government programs. Well, that never happens. What are you talking about?
It never happens. Yeah, no. They change policies all the time. They're giving away free money the last few years. Now we have rapid inflation because we got too much money chasing too few goods. Now we have another issue. Inflationary, and which is now hitting our health care, which we just spoke about. And now the government wants to reduce Social Security. Think about Social Security, Alex. It's already slated on the table to be reduced if they don't fix this deal.
Right.
And you think, whoa. If I'm getting $1,000 a month and there's a 23% reduction, which is already slated, well, that means if I'm getting $1,000 a month, that means I'm getting $230 less. Ugh. Now, I don't know about you, but that means you have to drive one car, not two cars.
Right.
Or maybe buy a Happy Meal and split the Happy Meal with you and your lovely significant others or your kids. It's out of control. So when the government, so that's why we have to really pay attention and we have to vote. I'm not going to go on any Republican or Democrat or independent. You got to go out and vote. But you got to know the issues. And the issues for those of us that are getting older like myself, Alex, you're a baby. You have nothing to know what I'm talking about, but you got a mom and dad. And the most important thing is, by the way, Alex, is your grandpa and grandma alive?
I do have a grandma who is nearly 100, my friend. Very,
what?
Very close, knocking on the door of 100. So I do
have
a grandma on my mom's side. Still kicking and loving to see her great-grandchildren at this point.
Oh, wow. That is, I got bad genes. My genes are all ripped. My mom and dad died at 74, 75. My grandpa and grandmama, they died at 84, 85. And my mom's grandma died at 86. And my grandfather, my mom's side, he died in an accident driving a truck. So we'll just leave that one out. But I got bad juices. You got good ones. That's exciting. But for those of you who have maybe jeans that aren't that exciting, maybe you go to Wrangler or Levi's, but that's not a jean I'm talking about. But the jeans of course, government programs, how the government program could change and shift the way you're taking income, the way you pull money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, 403bs. This is a critical change. When the government says you inherit money from your parents, called an inherited IRA, and now you have to pull it out over 10 years. How do you structure, for those of you about to receive money, listen to me, about to inherit money because maybe mom and dad or maybe a child passed away, sibling passed away. I deal this all the time. This is all I do. And this is why you want to watch with the government, how you're going to be taxed. We talked about taxes earlier, but how you're going to be taxing that money and how do you structure this in line of Social Security along with the government rules. This number six, changes in policies or government programs could be really disastrous if you're not paying attention to this on a yearly basis, Alex. So please, please, if you want questions, by the way, I got answers. You got questions, I got answers. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you with it. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you. Alex, what was number seven? I know there's seven of them.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to bring it out.
Let's put a bow on this, my friend. Touchdown and an extra point. We got seven. Easy to avoid retirement risk. We laugh a little bit at the word easy, but we're going to go ahead and call this easy. But here's the last risk. Risk number seven, unexpected events. And you've hinted to this, Scott, but you can't plan for everything, my friend.
Can't, Alex. The unexpected events is one of the areas you live too long. We want to live long as it's healthy. You know, guys out there, the unexpected events, and I've deal this all the time. The lovely spouse passed away, but they didn't know when they came in for a second opinion that they weren't going to get their spouse's pension. Unexpected risk, unexpected event. And now they're worried about living on cat food versus real food. Now, we also speak about this. I'm not making light of this because this could wreak tremendous havoc on people's lives when you're living on a nice income and all of a sudden it's changed overnight. One day you're healthy. A client came in here and now his beautiful spouse has multiple sclerosis. She was beautiful. She came in here before she had it. Today, she can't even sit up in a chair straight up and down. The disease came out of nowhere. This changes lives. Can you plan for it? No, you hit your knees and you go to the God above and say, hey, Jesus, I need help, or whoever you pray to. I need a plan. I need a game plan. For those of you, don't do it yourself. Get someone who's done it for so many people. Or maybe you have an estate issue. Will, power of attorney, living will, and you go to the hospital and your mom and dad are probably sick or something, and you go there to help them and you don't have the power of attorney for healthcare matters or the power of attorney for financial matters. This unexpected event, well, pay attention to all the details. So Alex, and for those people that are younger listening, guys, make sure your parents' legal documents are up to date. Oh, by the way, make sure yours is up to date. Dust them off. Take a look. We don't know what life has. We don't know what's given. The grass withers. The flower fades. But I can tell you that the word stands forever. I don't know where you guys stand out there listening to me. But you know, in a wonderful season we're in, we're feeling good today. Okay, great time to plan. Let's plan for the good, the bad, and what's that movie?
Yeah.
Ugly, right? So, and I think when you think about this, because we don't know what lies ahead, because I can tell you the loss of one income from a spouse could be disastrous, or maybe having to take care of your mom or dad and sure, didn't think you had to, and now you have to leave work early. We've gone through that with our clients. I wasn't planning on retiring, Scott, at 61. I know you in our notes, it says you want to retire at 65, 66. Well, my mom needs my help, and I'm going to be taking care of her.
Yep.
Game changer.
And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's the adult child. that
oh my goodness,
more
that's
help.
Exactly right. We have special needs kids out there that have to be taken care of. All of a sudden your child maybe gets in a traffic accident. Now you're raising their kids, your grandkids.
Sure.
Life has a way of sometimes being could not unfair, but it seems unfair.
Yeah.
It's what's in the cards. Guys, we just spoke and Alex brought up in the show seven concerns that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns that are really important to you as we plan, as we go into a new segment of life, procrastination, or as you're planning for your future, as those going into retirement. We spoke about it. And let me give you a quick rundown, as Alex did very well. Number one, we talked about your monies, and we talked about several different risks. If you're concerned about your money, that's all we do. 609-488-4646. Seems simple. Seems like you'll never forget it, but it happens. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'm here for you. Guys, I'm right around the corner, right across from ShopRite. You'll see the beautiful building, the lighthouse. We're here. We're for you. Thanks for taking time with us. We wish you the very best. I hope this is helpful for you, you guys, as we talk about the risks, the seven risks in retirement.
Yes, and Scott, you did such a great job going through them. Risk one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Risk three, underestimating inflation. Four, staying invested in the stock market too long. You had five, underestimating healthcare costs. Six, changes in policies or government programs. Seven, unexpected events. And if you have any questions for Scott, you can give him a call always at 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. And
great
have
job, Alex.
We have more Financial Insanity with Scott McClain coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McClain Advisory Group mailbag.
Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement. So now, here, Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. We got the mailbag segment, and this is always a lot of fun and important, too, to answer the questions of some folks out there, some common retirement questions. And so we've narrowed down some good ones. Scott, let's start off here, and this is a good one, I believe, because I don't think there's a whole lot of guidance out there in this regard. How much life insurance should I have? Life insurance. How much is enough?
You know, that's a loaded question. You see, in the early years, you need a lot of life insurance, but the later years, you don't. Now, obviously, that's called the theory of decreasing responsibility, because in the early years, you don't have a lot of money. So you're saving, you get young kids, you got high debt, you got a mortgage, you got a car loan. And so in those years, you probably need a lot of life insurance. But as you don't have a lot of life insurance, maybe you just save money. This is where the buy term and investment theory came many, many years ago from Art Williams. Brilliant thought, although there's a problem within that, but let me stay with me. But also in the early years, you don't have a lot of money, so you're saving. Now here you are, you're old. like we are, those listening right now. Maybe you got some young people too. I had a couple of young callers come in and they said, Scott, I listen to your radio show. I said, you do? All right. Well, thank you. So your kids are grown. There's no more debt, or maybe you don't have your mortgages paid off. You don't have that much spending. You're not blowing and going as much as you were. And so life has changed. So the theory of decreasing responsibility. So I like to use a theory, and I've kept that with me, called the DIME, D-I-M-E. How much debt do you have? You have a total debt of, let's just say, $25,000 in debt. And then we have income, okay? So if I had income, D-I, if I needed to replace $25,000 of income, simply take $25,000 I need to replace and divide that by 0.04, let's say a 4%. Well, $25,000 at 4%, you divide that number, that means I need a pot of at least $625,000 if I want to replace that income. So that's $25,000 there. And so we divide that by, again, 0.04, which is 6.5. Now we have M, mortgage. Do we want the mortgage paid off? Does my lovely spouse want to pay off? Let's say that my mortgage is $100,000, and that brings us to $750,000, and that's M. How much in mortgage? Now, if you have two or three mortgages, depends, the renters are paying it. Maybe you don't have renters and you're not paying it, but do you want it paid off or not? E, for those people who are going to pay educational expenses. Maybe you're taking care of your grandkids. Something happened to your son or your daughter, and maybe you're taking care of the grandkids, but you want to make sure their education expenses are covered. D-I-M-E. And let's say I'd like to have an extra $50,000 just to get the kids through the first year or 2 year of school. Real simple. 25 plus 625 plus 100 plus 50. Really, really, really simple. And so when you think about it, how much life insurance? Now that we're older, maybe you don't need that much. This is where the mistake comes with pension planning. What do I mean by that? Imagine your pension, as this police officer was in today, and his income was $8,000 a month. And he said, well, you know what? I don't want to give my wife $6,500. I want to live on $6,500 because if I die, she gets $6,500. So I'll go ahead and buy a $600,000 life insurance. Pay attention. I see this mistake all the time. If you use my simple rule, take $8,000 a month and you multiply it by 12. And that's real simple to do. If you've got a calculator in your brain, that's $96,000 you have to replace. Well, you can do it one of two ways. Maybe you have 30 years left in your life. So at $96,000 times 30 years, you need $2.88 million. But what if you want to pass the money on to the kids and you want to give your wife or your spouse? Well, the $96,000 divided by 0.04, you need $2.4 million in that pot. This is the amount of insurance that person should have purchased before they thought about taking the $6,500. And then if he dies, his wife or spouse gets $6,500. This is the rule of decreasing theory of responsibility. Well, now it's becoming the responsibility theory on how much life insurance. Now, I just threw a lot of numbers at you guys. So let me make it simple. Very simple. 609-488-4646. Please don't put this aside. You may not need any insurance. Some of you might be financially independent. You got plenty of cash. But what if you burn all the cash up because you're in the long-term care we spoke earlier about and you used all that money? Could you leave anything to the kids? Number two, maybe you want the house paid off for your spouse just in case the lights go out and there's a terrible accident. Maybe you just want to pay the mortgage off. So there's other types of policies if you qualify. But again, I just want to, you know, I go into depth things. I get so excited. I've been in the business now going on my 41st year, and I love helping people and educating them what to do. If you'd like that help, if you'd like to say, Scott, I want a guidance, I need help, I'd love to talk to you off the air, 609-488-4646. That's why people come in and visit with us. It's because we educate them, showing them smart, sound decisions to make their money work for them. 609-488-4646. Why do you think I called our show Financial Insanity? Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. Look forward to hearing from you guys. Stay tuned to our new workshops. Go to our website, 609-488-4646.com.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.